Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
The zip code is 14225.
Thank you. And could I have your first and last name?
First name is Kevin. Last name is Barlow, B-A-R-L-O-W.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, sir. One moment. Okay, sir. So I'm not showing your name under that zip code. May I ask, what are you calling about?
This is for the Relaxium, right?
I'm not sure what that is, sir.
What product is it that you guys sell?
We don't sell any products. We're a third-party calling center. We handle customer service for multiple online companies.
Oh, multiple online companies. Okay, I'm just because this order here, you don't know what it's for?
No, sir. I would not know what an order is for until I have an account located.
Okay, I have a reference number here. Will that help?
I can't go by a reference number. Would you happen to have an order ID number?
No order ID number. This is from my bill. This is from my credit card bill. They have you on here as Top Notch Deals.
Okay, so you're calling in regards to a charge you received on your bill and our number was listed next to the charge?
Yes.
Okay, do you know what the charge is for?
That's what I'm trying to make sure. I'm trying to find out. It's $59.95. The only thing that I can recall is that for the do you guys, are you a call center for the Relaxium Sleep, that product?
No, sir. I'm not sure what type of product that is.
How exactly would you be able to assist me? The information
I would locate an account with the zip code and the customer's name, and then it would show what was charged to the customer's account. But I don't see your name listed under that zip code at all.
14225?
Yes, sir. Under 14225, your name is not showing.
14215?
No, sir. I heard 14225.
Well, you could try 14215.
Okay.
And the name is Kevin Barlow, B-A-R-L-O-W.
Yeah, I'll try 14215. Okay, just one moment, sir. No, so your name is not showing under 14215 either.
So, what do I do about this charge? If my name is not showing up with you guys as my reference, but my name is not showing up, my zip code is not showing up, but yet everything here is intact for you to charge me, but yet I'm not on in your records to be charged. So can you reverse this charge?
Well, I can't reverse the charge if I don't have an account located. There are different ways for me to locate an account. I can try a phone number, an email address, and the very last option is to try to search the first 6 and last 4 digits of the card that's being charged.
Okay. What would you like to start with first?
We can start with the phone number.
The area code is 716. 984-9392.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, just 1 second, sir. Okay, sir, so I do not see anything with that phone number.
Excuse me?
I was saying that I do not see an account with that phone number.
Oh, wow.
So I can
now,
try.
How is it, ma'am, I don't understand. If you're unable to locate me anywhere in your records, how is it that it's possible for you to charge me, but you're unable to locate me in your system anywhere? I don't get that. I've given you my address. I've given you my phone number. I'm about to give you my email address. How is that possible?
Yes, sir. Now, I do know that sometimes, since we are a third-party calling center, the wrong customer service number is sometimes listed on customers' banking statements, since we're a third-party calling center. Usually, if I can't find anything with your name, that's when I try the phone number, email address, and the last option is just the first six and last four of the card. But it is possible that the wrong number could have been listed on your banking statement as well.
Okay. Well, let's go with the email address.
Yes, sir. I can try the email address.
KevinBarlow1591@gmail.com.
Could you give me those numbers again?
1591@gmail.com.
Thank you. That was KevinBarlow1591@gmail.com.
Yes.
It's still showing no results found.
Wow. And then you're unable to tell me who you're the calling center, what products you represent.
Well, I'm not able to tell you a specific product. We handle over 50 different online-based companies that sell a variety of items. So it would be kind of hard to just tell you one specific product.
Okay, what's the last one? And if you're unable to locate me, then what is my what's my options here? You're the number that's listed, but you're unable to locate me.
If I can't find you with any of our search criteria, that means that we do not have you as a customer in our system, so the wrong customer service number could have been placed on your statement.
Okay, so you'll cancel this charge, right?
No, sir. If the wrong customer service number was placed on your statement and you're not a customer with any company that we service, you would have to contact your bank institution for a correct customer service number.
For a correct customer service number. Okay, here's the last four digits of my my credit card is 1803.
Thank you. One moment.
It's a MasterCard.
Okay, just 1 second, sir. It's taking a while to load. Okay, sir, for that For that 4 of 1803, I still don't see a Kevin Barlow in our system. So we don't have your card number in our system.
And you don't have anything. So
no,
you said
sir.
It was, you're saying it was a mistake in the my customer number.
Yes, sir. So the incorrect customer service number could have been placed on your billing or your statement. In that case, you would contact your bank institution and let them know the merchant phone number listed on your statement did not lead you to the company who charged you, and they will be able to provide you with the correct customer service number.
Ooh, wow. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.